First, let me comment about the measure numbers. If you look at the most commonly used printed versions of this, it's like the measure numbers are in the wrong place. So I'm going to regroup them in a more logical format. They're showing measure one as being just two beats, almost like pickup notes, and measure two containing really like a half measure. I'm going to shift everything over two beats, and I'm going to measure the numbers more logically by what they probably should be. Who knows how they wound up with this numbering system through the past, but it's real easy once you play it to see that the measure numbering needs to be shifted over. So let's talk about the layout. We have 32 measures. We have a real distinct section A, section B, and section C. Section A will take up measures 1 through 8. Then at measure 9, we have our section B, which will go all the way through measure 16. Then at 17, we're back to a repeat of section A, and that will take us through measure 24. Then at measure 25, we get a real distinct section C, and we'll stay on it all the way till we finish up at measure 32. So that will give you some idea of the logical layout of the song as we work on it. So let's start at the beginning, section A. Here are its first four measures. Let's start with measures 1 and 2 by themselves. Here they are. Right hand, we're starting on the G above middle C with our first. With the left hand, we're playing the G below middle C with our fourth. These sit together. Left hand, stay down. Right hand, play the A above the G you just played with finger 2. Then we'll play the B flat above that with finger 3. With it, left hand, let's play the D right above middle C with finger 1 while still keeping the G down with finger 4. Then right hand, play the C above the B flat you just played. Then we'll play the D above that with finger 5. With it, left hand, we'll play the F sharp below middle C with our fifth. Keep this F sharp down. Next, right hand, we'll play the C under our fourth. With it, left hand, let's play the A above the F sharp we just played with finger 3 while keeping the F sharp down. Then right hand, play the B-flat under your third. Then right hand, we'll play the A under our second. With it, left hand, we'll play the D right above middle C with our first. Try to keep the F-sharp down as well. Next, right hand, we'll play the B-flat above the A we just played with finger 3. Left hand, while keeping the D down with your first, I want you to play the D below middle C with your fifth, along with his right hand's B-flat. And then right hand, play the C above that B-flat with your fourth. And that's measures 1 and 2. Now let's take a look at 3 and 4.